And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. Of course, we are joined today with Pam at Lumen Photon. Welcome back, Pam.
Hi. Thanks, Dr. Beagle. How are you today?
Doing well. Making progress all the time in terms of what we're finding in terms of our research and the clinical response. I have lots of people asking questions. When we give them their nutraceuticals, we often will give them peptides from the European Academy of Sciences for Organ Regeneration. We're using minerals to increase the nucleoplasm concentration of minerals that turn on genes. And then when we add the energetic technology of Lumen Photon, it does three primary things. It increases tissue perfusion, it raises oxygenation, it raises electron density in the cytochromes of the mitochondria, which increases ATP and NADH, and it increases what's called the signal-to-noise ratio of stem cells to regenerate tissue. So it does a lot of things to this tissue. So when you the research done by Dr. Nogier, who was not only a good scientist but also a medical intuitive, he was able to lock onto the frequency at which aberrant tissues are or tissue lines are present, such as the neuroectoderm, which is skin and central nervous system and peripheral nervous system, which is frequency 3, frequency 4 for internal organs, frequency 5 for glandular, and 6 and 7 for anti-inflammatory or higher frequencies, which are more calming to the tissues. We're also working, to be honest with you, we're working on trying to develop technology to embed treatment frequencies in the on phase of the lights to create what's called a resonant harmonic circuit. And it turns out everything in the body is a resonant harmonic nonlinear circuit that actually maintains health or disease. And they primarily work through things like signals between the telomere, which is a little antenna at the end of your chromosomes, and the cell membrane and the ion channels that regulate the ingress of primarily minerals, but also probably other biomolecules are regulated by that. So that the gating of nutrients into the cell is controlled in that way. The Lumen Photon's neat because you can do settings like NICO setting for bone and periodontal tissue regeneration. I'll often recommend the NICO setting for someone who has osteoporosis or osteopenia. So if they have a DEXA bone scan with an L4 vertebrae or right surgical neck of their hip, I'll tell them to use a Lumen over that. You've got Lumen Photon configurations that can be anywhere from a boot to a small pad over their eyes if they've got retinopathy, or a large pad 132 over an area of their back, or my favorite is the dual 264 pad, which I have two Lumen machines, a small one by my bedside, and my larger one, which is two 132 pads, which I can put in two areas of the body and then dial into a frequency so it can cover two areas, like both knees or two areas of the back or whatever. And it's pretty amazing. If you use this in combination with our nutraceuticals and perhaps some peptides, you can do pretty well all of the things you need to do at home to control pain, to stimulate tissue regeneration, whether it's your kidneys or a target organ. It turns off pain. The primary pain gate is the Langerhans gate. And I'm putting together a series of PowerPoints and my theory and research on pain because, unfortunately, and I recently talked to Dr. Jim Hitchcock, who I co-developed the Axon 2 scanner. He had developed it with adelson C-fiber stimuli that had to require a person reporting the sense of the stimuli. I developed an edit of what's called a potentiometry or electromyography to it, so it became fully objective by the late 90s. It was FDA approved in 97, and by 99 it was now objectified with this. And I also discovered what's called the Langerhans gate, which is a primary pain gate at the dermo-epidermal junction. And most people don't realize that if you don't have skin, you can't have pain. So when you use a Lumen, you turn off pain because you're improving perfusion, you're turning off cytokines, you get lower cytokine levels like, for example, C-reactive protein and plasminogen activator inhibitor 1, which Dr. Holsworth and Dr. Shumi in Japan could see a reduction with using things like natokinase. If you're trying to improve vascular health to your heart or your target organs like your kidneys and want to regenerate, simply put the Lumen pad over the target organ like your shoulder and take things like our arthritics and our tendon mender joint performance, CollagenMax, and the Mountain Red Velvet to supply the biomolecules. And the Lumen will speed up the process of perfusion, detoxification, anti-inflammatory effect, oxygenation, and increase the energetics of the tissue so the stem cells can do their job. So the Lumen pad is an amazing conjoint technology to do everything from controlling pain to helping tissues stimulate stem cell regeneration. It's neat. It's really cool. And it's the neat thing is you don't have to buy new pads. I mean, you don't have to buy a new pad every time you use it because you have to strip it off the skin. You just have to keep the pads clean. And the main thing I found is put a little extra bit of glue around the wires as they enter the pad, and the wires won't start to separate, especially if you're a little rough with it. And some people are too rough with their pads, and they'll say, look, the wires are coming on. It's like, well, what are you doing with it? Well, I'm driving in my car, I'm moving around, I'm thinking, well, what do you expect? I mean, you're pulling on the wires. So put some extra glue there, and the wires won't pull out of the pad. And they go, oh. It's funny what people do, you know. Then you ask them what I call straightforward, logical questions, and like a child would, and they go, I never thought of that. I'm thinking, duh.
Right.
It's much better in this world to be a smart child than be a dumb adult.
That's for sure.
So I'm 65 tomorrow, I'm actually want to maintain my child status. How's that?
Well, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, actually, tomorrow's my DOA day. I was born dead on arrival.
Oh.
I was footling breach with a cord and leg popped out, and Dr. Ollers was going to do a craniotomy to crush my skull to save my mom's life. And so he delivered me dead on arrival, 26 minutes, last rites, heading off to the morgue. And I came back, and I said, well, he'll die in the ICU because he's obviously brain dead. I am still.
Wow.
And, so I died at birth, and I came back. Obviously, God wasn't finished with me yet, and I died again at 8 and a half when a French surgeon cut an artery in my neck, and I bled to death, and I went to the other side. I had quite an extensive story, which I've given to people, and they might think, well, you're using that. You can't believe that. And, of course, I met with some doctors like cardiologists from Georgia back in 1978 at the Foothills Hospital in Calgary, Alberta, and, of course, the experience, I realized, oh, this is just like mine. And, of course, by that time, I had resuscitated a lot of people, by that time probably thousands, working at the Vancouver General and the Calgary General Emergency Department and so on. So I'd seen a lot of people, and a portion of them came back from the dead. There is another side, by the way. And it's a court of living waters is not broken. You can come back. Although you may not be, right. You may not be a specimen, but you may come back. Anyway, so what people need to understand is the regenerative technology of lumen pads is pretty cool. And when you do that and you combine it with things like ketogenic diet and mild hyperbaric oxygen and our fancy nutraceuticals and maybe even adding some regenerative peptides, and I'm in communication with the people that developed this at the Research Institute in St. Petersburg with Dr. Kevinson, and I've got some theories about how it works and how to augment it. So we use indium and we use the mountain red velvet and we use some other technology, but whenever you're trying to regenerate an organ, I really find lumen pads and the micropulse, which is a Schumann resonance of the polar magnetic field of the Earth. These technologies combine to create what I call a morphogenic field. They actually stimulate organ and tissue regeneration because ultimately every organ and every tissue is an informational structure that's hierarchical. And the hierarchical structure, I worked out how to actually write, I call nonlinear biological computer code, and explained it in quantum mechanics back in 35 years ago to a panel of biophysicists, and they looked at me like, whoa, you're using a special general theory of relativity to explain biological systems, which is interesting. It's converging because Dr. Nesterov and his research team worked with the Russian cosmonauts, and Dr. Zhu and other scientists in China who later came to MIT were all working in different, converging from different areas of science toward the same kinds of principles, which we've now proven. And my research now is extending beyond the Russians, and I have a way of extracting the resonant frequencies using a microchip analyzer from Keithley Enterprises, so I can analyze any biocircuit in any biological system, plant or animal, in picovolts and microamps, and actually give you a spectral analysis of the microcircuits. So that means that we'll be able to have a library of microcircuit frequencies to stimulate enzyme pathways and turn on genes to actually heal or turn off cancer, and means we will have what's called morphogenic epigenetic therapy. And that's what's neat, because that's already what Dr. Nogier did with the lumen. The lumen is a very neat machine. It's very affordable. I think the average machine is, I think, under $1,000 for a single pad and just a little over $1,000 for a couple pads. It's not really expensive, and you don't need to buy anything new except electricity. And you could even have a battery pack, so you could be taking these in your car, plug it into a little charger in your car or even a jack in the airliner. And because it doesn't create a magnetic field, it doesn't scramble your radio or your cell phone, creating a magnetic flux field that'll screw up your phone or your computer, which is neat. In other words, it uses light. Because it's interesting, the biological molecules in your cells and tissues actually communicate with the proline side groups of collagen as a primary superconductor of biophotons along the collagen backbones of all tissues of your body and all your organs. It's actually the proline side groups that transmit the biophotons. Interesting, eh?
It is interesting.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah. So the lumen, now we can use it in animals, we can use it in budgie birds, we can use it in people, we can use it to stop pain, we can use it to heal. In fact, I'm going to have Barbie Engel from the International Pain Foundation, and her latest book is from Wheels to Heels. And she used autologous adipocyte stem cell transplant to reduce her inflammation, which does help. Or you can use platelet-rich plasma, some of my colleagues like Dr. Centeno in Broomfield or his clinic in Grand Cayman Islands. And those are good, but we have new technologies like arthritics now with the B2 Cool and erythrohumol and other technologies in this capsule that actually turn off your cytokine levels of type 2 collagen. And you combine that with Lumen Photon, you can get control without taking disease-modifying drugs that will screw up your immune system or give you cancer or make you develop pathogens like that your pet grows that can't grow in human tissue unless you're taking a disease-modifying agent. And I always get a kick when somebody calls me, doctor, I've got a weird pathogen that's growing on me and my doctor can't figure it out. I said, did they do a scraping or culture? No. I said, does your pet have any rashes? Oh, yeah. And it looks just like theirs. I'm thinking, you need a lumen pad and you need some nutraceuticals to modify your immune system without screwing it up. That could give you cancer because it wipes out parts of your normal immune surveillance. Same way over your heart. You want to improve heart perfusion. You want to increase lung regeneration. And you've got, you know, pink puffer or blue blober or lung disease. Well, you may need enzymes to break up the interlobar scarring. And then you need things to increase the oxygenation and turn off the cytokines in your lung tissue. So lumen pads over your chest and your heart and your lungs is a really good idea. You can use it for stopping migraines. Slap a lumen pad on your head. Bite into a CoQ10 ubiquinol and a gamma A plus two soft gels, and take a power muscle B12 under your tongue and a bio LVR capsule at least twice a day, and boom, no more migraines. They go completely, and also the risk of stroke, because if you're having migraines, you are going to have a stroke. It might not be now, it could be 20 years from now, but you're in stroke city. And a lot of people don't
disturbing.
Know that. Yeah, it's very disturbing, but it's true. And you may have a stroke where it just kind of wipes out part of the circulation in your eye or part of your brain that's we call a silent area. So you become stupider, but don't become blind or can't move. And people don't know that until you do a SPECT blood flow scan or an MRI and say, oh, look at this. You got a bunch of dead cortex.
Yeah.
So the lumen pad we can use for anything. In fact, you can even use it for sleep. I tell people, if you want to sleep, take our melatonin TR, and you might take something for anxiety like our Spilkey's calcium magnesium taurate, as well as the Brain Mag Combine, and then at night melatonin time release, and things for your pineal gland like the indium, and we even have peptides that are actually from the pineal gland that are actually will help to activate your pineal gland and regenerate it. But you can slap a lumen pad over your head for half an hour before you go to sleep, and you put it up on that setting number 3, and believe it or not, that stimulation will calm you down like crazy and start putting you through a normal sleep cycle where your melatonin gets regenerated and you can go to sleep. It can even reset your sleep cycle. So if you are a pilot or an airline steward or stewardess, you can reset your sleep cycle using a lumen pad. Pretty cool, hey?
Yep. They could use that, couldn't they?
Yeah. So, the uses are like endless. I call it the infrared Band-Aid. I mean, you have a sore body part or body part that's not working, slap it on there and take some targeting nutraceuticals, and it's going to get better. Now, of course, we see that, too, with people that want to heal. And some people will think, well, I just can take any garbage nutraceuticals and just kind of use a lumen. No, you want to have the high-quality ones. You may even need to go all the way up to peptides that work on the nucleoplasm, because these are things like exosomes and so on that are RNA kind of complex molecules that regulate your DNA. And minerals like the indiumes and trace minerals like our MG12 minerals and our special tracks chelated minerals and our life support and ageless and Vitamineral Max Minerals Plus. And when you get these minerals in there, that's the primary thing to turn on the genes. So one of the main things that Lumen is doing is increasing what's called the the tissue signal-to-noise ratio. In other words, they amplify the signal into the DNA and reduce the noise in the background so the tissue's got a clearer signal to reheal. And you'll see it with people. They say, wow, I healed so much faster when I used my lumen pad or my it turned off my pain. And, you know, a lot of people in pain now are sliding into narcotics, and many of them are going to end up with complications and premature death. They'll end up with a dosage of you know, fentanyl or OxyContin high enough that the dosage at which their pain is gone is dangerously close to the dosage that will stop them from breathing.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. You know, when you get that close and if you decide to have a party and have a couple of beers or whatever, all of a sudden, breathing is an option, and that means you're going to die. Weird, eh? So I tell people, treat your pain with lumen. Treat your pain with our nutraceuticals. Treat our pain with you know, topical DHA, pregnenolone, and curcumin cream. Don't go and use crazy narcotics. That's the sixth and seventh pain gates in your brain. And by that time, all you're trying to do is convince your brain that it's somebody else that hurts, not you, and your brain knows otherwise. You know, the primary pain gate is in your skin. The secondary gate is the dorsal root ganglion. The third is the spinal thalamic tracts. The fourth is the subthalamic nuclei. The fifth is the thalamus itself. The sixth is a projection to the association cortex, and the seventh is at your frontal lobes. So there's seven pain gates, and if you work at the higher pain gates, you actually block the release of dynorphin and beta endorphin that are 100,000 times stronger than morphine or any narcotic, but it's targeted release in a specific area of the brain. It doesn't turn you into a zombie. And, of course, one of the problems with narcotic drugs is you can never come back to feeling, quote, okay anymore. You have to take more and more drug in order to come back to what's called even somewhat normal or feel kind of a feeling state that the world is okay. And that's where lumen comes in. If you're using, if you've got a friend with chronic pain, for God's sake, get him a lumen pad and get him to connect with me so I can get him on proper things. I'll even give them my formula that I developed a pen called MediSafe for pharmacological trigger blocks using homeopathic formulations. To actually use an electronic point finder and find the neurodermal complex where the Langerhans gate is and actually turn it off. But you can actually go along with a point finder and put the lumen pad directly over the places where it screams. That tells you where the pain is, because sometimes where you think the pain isn't where the neurological activity is, and the point finder will help you. Isn't that interesting?
Right.
So, and by the way, the same thing applies whether it's a horse or a budgie bird. I mean, there's always electrical activity over the spots. And if you don't have electrical activity with a specific spectrum, you can't even get autoimmune disease. So when people say autoimmune disease and cancer, without the electrical circuits, it's permissive. It doesn't happen. You can't even metastasize unless you metastasize the electrical circuit to a new metastatic tissue or inflame a joint, even if you have anti-joint antibodies and immunocytes that are attacking the joint surface, unless you form an electrical circuit. That's where lumen comes in. It actually breaks those circuits. Pretty cool, eh?
Very cool.
Back in a moment. Your question's 800-313-9443. If you have a question, call in. Be brave. Like Borelli's song, I Want to See You Be Brave.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins, and our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells, and that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Lumen Pad, I'll talk about my infrared Band-Aid. If you actually take a biological molecule, any biological molecule from the cell or a chemical, you'll actually see, and this is one of the things we used to do in organic chemistry, we'd take an infrared spectroscopy of a molecule, and you had to actually build the structure of the molecule from its resonant bonding patterns, whether it's an imidazole ring or a pi bonding or whatever. Well, the same thing goes in the body. The body actually transmits harmonic resonant frequencies and tells the body what concentration of biomolecule is, so it can switch on and off genes using things like exosomes and RNA complexes, etc., and the crosstalk between telomeres, where there's harmonic resonant frequencies and ion channels to regulate the ingress of minerals and biological molecules. So basically, the way the cells work, and this is how Lumen is actually, it's resetting the level of energy in the mitochondria because it increases the electron density of the cytochromes. It raises ATP and NADH. It gets rid of acidity, which also gets rid of free radicals. It turns off inflammation, and it increases the signal between your DNA and your telomeres and your cell membranes. It does a lot of stuff. And that's why you'll even see people that have been for centuries using what's called infrared therapy, where just as the sun's about to go down and there's only infrared light coming across the horizon, they have people close their eyes and get exposed to infrared light as a healing thing. Because otherwise, during the middle parts of the day, there's a lot of ultraviolet light coming directly through the atmosphere, which is toxic. Especially now, the last 24 years, 73% of the light is UVB, C, and D. It's not normal ultraviolet A light that's therapeutic. It's bad stuff. A will tan you, B will burn you, C will give you cancer, and D will go right through the side of a building and fry your DNA. And people don't know that. They think, well, I can't test that. Yes, you can. You can go to Less EMF and we give you UV detectors that will tell you exactly how much radiation. So people are not aware that a lot of the drugs that doctors give are actually photoactivated, or even biological molecules your body makes can get photoactivated by the sun and turn into cancer-inducing or cell-destroying biomolecules. A lot of them are. For example, I mentioned this before, Levaquin, which is a DNA gyrase 4 inhibitor, if you photoactivate it, it's going to fry your collagen. In fact, the lens in your eye can actually break off and start floating around your eyeball, or you can rupture your Achilles tendon because you took Levaquin and decided to go tan. Isn't that weird?
Very.
Now, lumen therapy is the opposite. It provides infrared light in the right frequency ranges and carrier frequency to heal tissues and to regenerate them, and it's one of the most powerful stimuli for stem cells. So, I just don't get it. I mean, you know, get a lumen, you know, regenerate your bones. I have one lady, for example, she's taking all her nutraceuticals for reversing and putting a hydrophysical layer in her joints because she doesn't want to, as her sons and her doctors want to do total hip replacements. Her doctor's already said, and I just talked to her yesterday again, that they said, hey, you've got a hydrophysical layer back in your joints. I've never seen this before. And her orthopedic surgeon, who wants to cut, said, well, that's a useless thing to put that, you know, Hyaline, which is a 3 million molecular weight polymer made from rooster combs, in your joints, because he's just smacking his jaws thinking, I can buy a bigger boat if I cut on you. Right?
Oh boy.
So I said, Don't go to an orthopedic surgeon. It's like the old story. If you go to a candlestick maker, what are you going to buy? You're going to get candles. You go to a butcher, it's going to go to buy meat that's cut up. You go to an orthopedic surgeon, and it differentially gets paid $30,000 to $50,000 to do each hip, and you do two hips, he's going to get a bigger boat. So you need to understand this. So I tell him, I say, get a radiologist or a physiatrist, but there's no money in it for them to cut on you and do big surgery. And the radiologist will put in the polymer under a C-arm fluoroscope, and then, or a physiatrist, and they'll put it right in your hip joint, and they'll buy you time for you to regenerate your joint. And I said, slap the lumen pad over those joints. And if you have low bone density on the DEXA bone scan, you do two tests. Do a DEXA bone scan, levels of deoxypyridinium and pyridinylene subunits of collagen in your urine through Genova Labs, through directlabs.com. And then simply put the lumen pads over your joints hours a day, along with their supplements, and guess what? Your bones are going to regenerate. No cutting.
That's pretty great.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Systems. Hello, Bob. Welcome back.
Hey, Dr. Bill. Good morning.
Yeah. So, what do you think? Let's talk about your systems. The BEV 100, countertop BEV 300, 5-gallon reserve, BEV 500, auto flush system, BEV 200, tackle box, whole house systems. These all originated with systems to create water that was clean enough you could do lab experiments, wouldn't be disturbed by heavy metals, volatile chemicals, 10,000 plus. 7 new chemicals, by the way, in our biosphere, in our bodies every day. And people wonder why human beings are getting sick, demented, diabetic, obese, or dying prematurely or having chronic pain syndromes. It's kind of bizarre they ask that question, isn't it?
Well, you know, I think on way back when I first got involved in the business, I did some marketing materials. I think even reused some of that information. But way back in 1985, the EPA released a statement that said that we released hundreds of millions of tons of toxic chemicals into the environment every year. That was 1985. They were talking about that. So fast forward 40 years or 30 years, and you recognize, wow, that's hasn't gone down. Industry's still cruising along. They might have found a little bit of ways to control some of this stuff, but we still release huge amounts of toxic chemicals into the environment every day. And you know, they might say, oh, well, it's in a landfill. Well, you know, maybe it is in a landfill, but it rains on the landfill, and the rainwater washes down through the soil and gets into the groundwater, into the water, and, you know, flows downstream. Every town has a wastewater treatment plant that's trying to cope with the fact that humans every day are, number one, you have all kinds of water that typically comes from roads and streets and nastiness like that that gets washed into the treatment plants. You got human waste and all the chemicals that people take, all the pharmaceutical compounds that people consume. Their body doesn't use all those compounds. A lot of it gets excreted out. So we have this incredible toxic soup that is in the environment that we live in. And we have very little real meaningful data to indicate that what happens when a little bit of product X gets combined with a little bit of product Y. We know that it's not a 2 times increase, but oftentimes it's a 100-fold increase in toxicity. And so this stuff is just, it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere in the environment. When they go take ice cores out of Greenland and they look at the chemicals that they find in the ice cores, you know, several hundred feet beneath the surface of the ice, they find all kinds of chemicals and stuff that exist there. And so this idea that somehow we live in an environment that is quote-unquote safe is just a fantasy. And yeah. And so, you know, what can you do about it? What kind of steps you can take? Well, you know, here's a really great thing. You can't. So what do humans consume a lot of? Food, air, and water.
Right.
Well, which one of those can you exert total control over? Only one that you can exert total control over is your drinking water. So one of the things that we consume the most of is something that you actually have the opportunity to have some affect on, and that's your drinking water. And so a lot of people get, you know, a little water filter Band-Aid they put on there. It makes the water taste better. They think they've made a big improvement. They've made some improvement, but most cases they're just throwing good money after bad, because the systems that are out there, every single system on the market is a compromise in some area or another. Granular activated carbon systems are totally ineffective at heavy metals and mineral salts. Reverse osmosis systems, 50% effective at nitrates and nitrites, boron and borates, and a number of other chemicals. Deionization systems, they can be good, but they're not good at bacteria, cyst, and virus. You know, a ceramic system, good at bacteria, cyst, and virus, and particulates, but not so good at things that are dissolved in the water. So every single system represents a compromise. And so when we put our systems together, pure water systems, we said, hey, wait a second. Where in the world is it necessary that you have addressed all the potential chemicals and overcome all the compromises? Well, the place where that exists is in research and analytical lab water systems. Those systems produce the absolute purest water man knows how to make. And that's essential for all kinds of, for producing pharmaceutical compounds, for producing semiconductors, for designing experiments so that you can ensure that you don't have contribution from X, Y, or Z in the water. And so, you know, the way to solve the problem is to look at how is it done in research and analytical labs. And fortunately, it's not the most amazing magic science out there. It just takes some good hard work by somebody who's diligent to figure out how to put these things together in such a way that is user-friendly, easy to deal with, solves the problem, and doesn't cost you a fortune. And so that's what we did. You know, I'd been in the water business off and on for 20 years before I decided to put these systems together. And you know, I just sat down. I, you know, basically retired from the high-tech world for a while and spent, you know, 18 to 24 months just doing R&D. How can I make these systems work in such a way that's going to ensure that we've removed all the contaminants and it's not going to cost my users a fortune to own? And so what do? We combine granular activated carbon, because granular activated carbon, number one, first and foremost, gets rid of the chlorine, and that protects the rest of the system downstream. But granular activated carbon, because we're running the water through the carbon at such a slow rate, that we're able to have a tremendous impact on dissolved organic compounds, which is pharmaceutical compounds too, but industrial solvents, industrial chemicals, gasoline additives, MTBE, TCE, also trihalomethanes, haloacetic acids. We're able to have some pretty significant impact on organic molecules.
And by the way, these molecules fall into a number of categories. First, they're heavy metals, halides, which are interrupt and destroy your mitochondrial function and your energetics. Xenohormones, in other words, and most of these xenohormones actually lock onto the estrogenic receptor, so they feminize males, and they have negative effects on females, causing cancer. And then the fourth category are chemicals that disrupt cell membranes and scramble or destroy enzymes. So we have a lot of things that really screw up your cells, and they, if they attach to body proteins like peptides, they dramatically increase the allergenicity. So it's not just, for example, small bowel overgrowth. It's small bowel overgrowth with peptides that get attached to toxic chemicals that induce autoimmune disease and cancer. And when tissues are stressed by these things, they go anaerobic, and they either turn into autoimmune, which produces antigens that produce a non-self attack on the tissue, or they cause genetic changes of hundreds of genes that eventually results in a full-force explosive cancer. So it's not a minor thing to do this. I mean, people just don't out of the blue get a serious autoimmune disease or cancer. It often takes years and decades of abuse to finally reach the threshold where it explodes and causes a adaptive response to cause autoimmune disease and cancer, or lack of regeneration of an organ, so you get aging of an organ system like congestive heart failure or dementia, or you burst forth a virus that's been kept in check intracellularly, and now you've got a full force disruption of, say, the endoplasmic reticulum, like with filoviruses that can cause dementia or other autoimmune conditions. So, you know, diseases like MS, diseases, a lot of times it's the triggering of toxins attached to body proteins and pathogens that cause the illness to happen. It's a big deal, isn't it?
Well, it really is, and you hit the nail on the head, Dr. Bill. It's the accumulated load and the constant bombardment on your immune system. So your body's, some of these compounds are building up in your tissues, and others your body's trying constantly to get rid of. And sure, they might be in small doses, but they're there constantly, always, that your body's trying to respond. And along's going to come the day that, you know, your body gets a little tired of trying to deal with compound X, and along comes compound Y, and your body's like, oh, no, man, I can't cope. And so then it doesn't cope, and instead it does something different. And when it does something different, that's the bad step. That's the mutation. That's when the gene gets, the bit gets flipped that says, I'm not going to just do my regular cell reproduction. I'm going to make a cancer cell. And so it's this constant ongoing bombardment of this toxic soup environment that we live in that ultimately is flipping the bit. And that turns on the signal that particular cell or tissue is going to start to reproduce cells that aren't normal. We call them cancer cells.
Right.
They're not normal. They've changed. They've mutated. And they don't turn off when they're supposed to. They just keep growing. All kinds of nasty shit happen. Pardon my language. All kinds of bad things happen. And so
We can use crap, or we can use fecal matter, and we can use biological human solid waste. All kinds of terms like that. I'm just kidding.
All those things are applicable for sure. But the important thing is, get all these, insert bad word here, out of your water.
Insert bad word. That's simple. Funny. Or you can use the initials SHI, because if you don't use the full word, the last initial, the consonant, it's okay.
Yeah. Our brain doesn't fill in the blanks. Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. It's a four letter anagram, right?
So you know we joke a little, but I try to help people understand that, you know, and I've been doing this for a long time, and you know, some folks you got to kind of whack them around once in a while. Some folks they just take a long time. Some folks all of a sudden their friend gets cancer and they start to say to themselves, yeah, maybe I should do something about this.
Well, actually, I think it was like almost like what I call one of these eggs, you know, like a dinosaur egg. And, you know, I'll bet some dinosaur eggs probably sit around for a long time before they get the right conditions to get warm enough for the egg tooth to break through. It's the same thing with ideas. Sometimes you can't be around to actually see the egg tooth of the idea break through, but you do know that you've hatched an idea inside their head. And a lot of time you know, because you have to be show them compassion, but show them no kindness toward their lack of ability to circumvent the idea of playing with their mental blocks. And when you do that, you basically ask them enough questions that even if they privately go by and say, maybe they've got a point, it'll sit in their brain maybe for weeks or months, and all of a sudden they'll go, ah! And usually it's an odd time when they want to take at least some credit for coming up with an original idea that you planted there. That maybe it's a bad idea to drink non-filtered water. Maybe it's bottled water is another good example. A lot of people don't realize bottled water isn't necessarily clean. It can be out of the regular tap, or it can contain toxic chemicals. But assuming bottled water is clean is, you know, pretty hilarious, isn't it?
Well, it really is, because that water came from, guess what, the environment. I know back when I was first introduced to the concept of BEV, bioelectronic vincent, which our systems conform to the BEV standards for biocompatibility. And the important thing was, back when that was introduced, I believe it was 1984, Dr. Franz Morel came to the United States, gave a lecture to the German electroacupuncture folks here in the States. And my friend was one of the dentists in attendance there. And at the time, they had done BEV analysis on thousands and thousands of natural sources of water across Europe and across North America. And they had only identified four sources that naturally met the BEV standards for biocompatibility. That meant all the other springs, all the other things out there were you know, polluted or made non-compatible in some fashion. And so it's really great that that you know the systems that we put together, simple combination of technologies, simple in concept, difficult to execute well, we've taken care of all that. We try to give our customers the peace of mind that once you invest in a water system with Pure Water Systems, you can be assured that whatever compound shows up in the water today, tomorrow, next week, next year, whatever regulatory scheme that the government comes up with and says, hey, you know, guess we told you it was okay to drink 10 parts of compound X. We really should have told you only one part.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. We got a question from Mark in North Carolina. Go ahead, Mark. It looks like a good question.
Hi, Dr. Bill. I've got a question. I've been using distilled water for about 15 years. I purchase it. It comes in a 5-gallon. It's delivered in a 5-gallon jug. It cost me about $7.50 per unit. Is there a comparison to the Pure Water System and distilled water? What's the difference?
Well, there's three major things that you need to be aware of. Firstly, distillate pulls out only some chemicals. Some chemicals volatilize, like GPH, jet fuel, and other volatile molecules. Number two, distilled water has a low pH, whereas you want to add 9 to 18 parts per million to bring up the pH 9.5 to 10, which is what we do with the Pure Water System. And the third thing that you have to understand is that when you have low resistivity water, high resistivity water like distilled water, it's not living water because it has no minerals. It can pull out minerals out of your body. So you want to drink our Pure Water System water and not have chemicals.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Telling people what they need to do. You want to get a pure water system. I have in my home, and I'm, for my son, he has a pure water 100 system. I have two pure 300 systems. I can also use a pure 100 system in my greenhouse. The 300 systems are automated, so I flush them every couple weeks. They're not automated. We now have a 500 system that actually will automate that flushing. If you get a tackle box, BEV 200 system, it literally is in a tackle box. You can drop a hose into a puddle and you get cleaner than distilled water. The cost is pennies per gallon, not dollars. Like your distilled water obviously is more than a dollar per gallon. And it will contain distillate like JPA jet fuel and other volatile chemicals that will show up in the distillate. Although it may be fluoride-free and virus-free, it people don't realize a lot of these systems also don't get rid of the fragments of viruses and other biotoxins. And as a result, they may be pathogen-free in terms of bacteria, but they may not be what we call pyrogen-free, which means they have the fragments of pathogens so they can boost the cytokine response in your tissues. So, Bob, these systems are affordable. They're easy to snap on your taps. They're easy to kind of set up. I have two water systems in my house that are going through the BEV system. It's a 5-gallon reserve tank. I flush it every couple weeks. The water is miraculous. You look at it, and when it goes and it freezes, this is really funny. You look at it, it's got these funny spiky things where the water molecules crawl over each other and form weird spikes because it's so clean that it literally changes the crystal structure of the water when it freezes. It's almost magical looking, isn't it?
Well, you know, it is one of the great indications of the purity of our systems because of the water from our system is that sometimes you got to get that ice cube tray just on the right level in your freezer or something like that for it to happen. But you know, the water when it's forming, you know, it forms a layer at the top, you know, and around the edges as it creates the ice cube, and then the pressure builds up on the inside and forces the water molecules out across the top, up to the top of the cube, and it breaks through, and then they just do. They crawl all over each other as they form these little spikes. I've had them as long as 2 inches.
You know what that is?
My eyes.
It's called hydrogen bonding, not disrupted by toxins in the water. The hydrogen bonding internally in the crystal structure is intense, not disrupted by biotoxins. It's the reverse effect. The more toxins, the less of these little spiky things you're going to see in your water ice cubes. Thank you, Bob.
Well, great thing, Pure Water Systems. Get a discount with Dr. Bill. Save 10%. Go to us through his website or come straight to purewatersystems.com, and the promo code is NutriMed.
Yes, stay right there. We'll get you rebooked, and don't go away.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.